Ian? Okay.
Hey, Helena. Everything is going, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. Magic. So we're going to start. And everybody is here. And Sheila said she could manage the video of the group if we want to do that. So it's really up to her. But we're going to...
It doesn't matter whatever you guys do.
Okay.
Start. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. I appreciate you guys. We've got a little feedback. What I want to do is I'm going to give you an official rundown of Miss Helena's bio here, of her journey. Yes. So she is the co-founder of the Quantum Sound Therapy. She's a practitioner in the use of sound frequencies and solar energy to affect lasting transformation. She did her graduate work in psychological treatment at the University of Chicago. And in 2015, she received an award for the best therapist and therapist from Who's Who of Distinguished Alumni. Woohoo! Yeah! Okay.
That was weird.
Realizing her limitations of the academic training, she sought to create a modality that was more effective than talk therapy. Hey, ladies. She applied sound therapy and scalar technology in her Upper West Side Manhattan basement. The Miracle Eye synergistically combines the science of scalar energy with sound therapy to affect permanent subconscious transformation. Helena is an expert in stress management and anti-aging, and I am so thrilled that you were able to join us. And anyone who owns an IQ or an Ohm Pocket or any of the sound therapy devices have probably talked with Helena over the years. And we thank you for always being available and meeting the needs of your community. So we're very, very honored that you are here with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm very happy to be here as well. So excited. And as you know, this has been a long journey for all of us. And hello. Many thousands of years.
What?
Have reached. Ian, you need to mute the audience. We're getting the whole audience on Zoom. So we're also on Zoom at the moment. So Ian, you need to mute the participants on Zoom. So this has been a very, we'll all get very focused, a really long journey that I'm going to share with you today. And many, many events have occurred. Last night I was out of body in the astral plane. I was really actually advocating with all of your guides for your karma. I'm just kidding. But this has been a long journey where mankind, the way we understand it, shut down the pineal due to over mental activity. And the real bottom line purpose of the Miracle Eye Cube and all of the Eye Cubes is to reactivate the pineal gland so that, because it's your birthright, so that you can be more fully human. And that I tease you about your guides, but of course you probably feel and know that it was the non-physicals that got you here. And it's the non-physicals that are always trying to guide you for your own highest good. So it's, and one of the, so the second major purpose of the miracle, and all of, I say miracle because that is our focus at the moment. But when I say that, it means all of the IQs because they all have the same principles. So the main purpose that has been communicated to us and downloaded is so that you can begin to connect fully with your causal body. Now, how many people know what the causal body is? Okay, good. Yeah, so it's where all the energy and information is stored, and it's also the way that they communicate with you. So you're all very advanced, old souls, I can see that. Colorado's a cool place to live. So what happens is, over time, through exposure to scalar amplified sound, inert noble gases, and the many things, which I will tell you the magic of what's inside of all of these things, you you begin, scalar energy begins to repattern or teach you, because what scalar energy does is it carries information and it has no obstacles. So there are really only two kinds of energy in the universe. How many people know what scalar energy actually is? You don't have to explain it, but just you have a sense of it. Okay, good. So that's what's in all of this stuff here, the miracle. And what it really is there are two kinds of energy, electromagnetic and scalar. And the reason people don't know about it is that it was removed from the curriculum during the time of Tesla, when there was the conflict between Edison and Tesla. And what has happened is that everybody has that sort of stone pans look, like they missed that class, but it was actually removed from the collective consciousness. And that's one of the reasons why this seems to be such a mysterious technology, but it really isn't, and it is the medicine of the future. So in the years to come, when subtle energy is better understood, scalar energy will be used for everything. It will change this planet, even if we're on Earth 4. So right now we're on Earth 3. So the point of that is that, and I want you to understand this because you'll begin to understand why I'm here doing this, is that the scalar, it generates a field, and the best way to visualize it, and I'll be doing that in some of the visualizations, is corkscrews. So I used to do this, and it's like that, and meeting in the middle, which is 0 point. And it just keeps going and going. It goes through walls. It goes through everything. So it doesn't, you can't stop it. And that's why it's very powerful for imprinting. And that's why it will be the healing modalities as they begin to understand them. It will be for everything. And so what we're going to do today is I'm going to go over some of the components, but I'd like everyone to take just a moment to set one intention and one goal for this session. And yesterday, can I share?
Sure.
He doesn't care. So yesterday we were at lunch at Bonefish, and he said, well, I sure hope that my third eye opens. And all of a sudden this energy came in and we were all being activated for the rest of the afternoon. And until I bumped my, this is my shift, manifesting physically. And so what happened is we started to feel heat running up and down our spine. And also there were activations going in different parts of our brain. And we were going through it all together. So it was, so set an intention, whatever it is, because it could be also something you need to work on right now. And you don't have to share it, but it does help. If you want a handout, there's space to write it down, because the masters of change say that if you write it down, it's more likely to manifest. So if anybody wants a handout, we can pass them around, except for the people on Zoom. And so what we're going to do today is go through some of the principles of the Miracle IQ. And then I'm going to take you, and that's going to be brief, because it's going to be more experiential today. And then we will go through a journey through the soundtrack, where it'll give me an opportunity to explain some of the principles and dynamics, but you'll be having your own inner experience. It'll be a lot more interesting. And so I think I'd like the group to just breathe and sort of maybe just stand up and stretch a minute. Yeah, so just, I don't know, maybe do some Qigong or something. Just loosen up. You brought a lot of beings with you. So, we might do a little toning as well.
Sure.
Yeah, and you can take a deep breath and just, I'd rather them using their voice. You can just say, so awe releases emotions. So if you use hum, we'll stop the psychotic break. And if you just go, I'm hearing the ones on Zoom. You can do it one more time. That's better. One more time. I'm One more time. So as you know, the body's a container of sound. So that we just resonated together. We're getting some feedback on Zoom. So Ian, if you can mute them, we're getting just a little feedback from somebody. Yes, that's good. Okay, so I might just put them on speaker. I'm going to say they muted me. That's good. Okay. So way back in the day, when we started, when my partner, Robert Loy, who's the inventor of scalar energy technology, he started messing around with winding coils. And I'll tell you a secret story. It is being recorded, but I will tell it anyway, getting that. He actually wandered into an abandoned building in Boulevard, California. And he met this man, his name was Larry. And Larry said, you know, I've been waiting for you. This sounds like a movie, but he said, I abused the knowledge of the scalar energy in Atlantis. And I came here to show you what this knowledge is, to re-instruct you so you could do something useful for the planet. So then they proceeded to live there in this abandoned building for 18 months when he taught them all of the secrets of the scalar technology. Some things, you know, like, for example, projecting a field through wires as well. So some very far out stuff. And it was then that Robert started building devices with Larry. And then, of course, he remembered it's really his purpose. He comes in, he's very much a galactic, I can say that here, but very much a galactic kind of being where you sort of sense he's not really from Earth. And he has this deep knowledge of what this is here to do. Better than, you know, a lot of people are getting caught up right now in, you know, making huge amounts of money selling technology. The thing about Robert is that he knows he's here to activate anyone that's open, and the elder brothers and sisters, people like yourselves, the older souls, the real seekers. And so he started building, actually, and if you go on the website, there's a picture of one of the original technologies that he built, and it looks really far out. It's like this pyramid, and there's gold all over it. And so he built this really cool stuff, and he was at the time also a teacher for Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And he told Maharishi what he was doing. And so Maharishi was doing all this research. I don't know if you know the TM movement. I'm sure everybody knows that. And so Maharishi said, you know, you need to go. They were doing all this research, and he had all these Nobel laureates and these research people. And so he has him bring the technology over, and they only wanted to know the secret. They wanted to like remove him and take the secret and start messing around. And they were studying meditation. But when they looked at what was happening with the group with the scalar technology, they went into meditation faster, stayed in meditation longer. And what they figured out was that the stuff was working. Now it's very simple why it works. It works because of the brain is a field. And meditation is bringing the brain down into alpha, theta, delta, gamma. And when you generate a field, which is what scalar does, your brain is actually, first of all, right now traveling to probably many places. So you're not just here. And secondly, the brain is always seeking information. It's actually very curious. And so we have a waveform that intrigues the brain. That's the best way that I can say it. So what happens is that the brain begins to entrain into the lower states, which is where you will begin to meditate, begin to feel calm, begin to release stress, begin to heal. And so back to the journey with Robert. So he walks in and they're all excited, you know, they send a limo, they're in Germany, and they, you know, he met with them, they did this study, preliminary study, they saw there was a definite difference between the meditation modality they were doing and the use of the scalar technology. And then he went back to his hotel room, and that night received the message, which I know we all do, that said, put it away now. Mankind is not to know of this yet. And this is why I was in this cosmic fight last night. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm confusing about that, my green band-aid. But it works. I know we were debating today. Yeah, very well, you know, I'm really not a good buy last night. Yes, so that's a long thing, Saturday party. And so, yes, so what happened was, he went back and they told him that, which of course broke his heart. So that's the point that we're on, is that here's the pillow. And because...
Hey, Elena, sorry to interrupt you, but you're breaking up really, really a lot on the Zoom. Can you check and get if you're a little bit closer to the device if you're on Bluetooth?
Actually, I'm on my I'm breaking up badly. Okay, you know what? We'll try to speak up, but you're going to have a lot of feedback. We are sort of in the mountains. That's an effect. Is this better?
That's much better. Much better.
Okay, so we'll stay on speaker, but without muting up, so I'm going to turn this one off. Don't you love technology? Okay. No, not really. Okay, so when he went back to the room, this is important for you to know because it's a privilege. We weren't ready because we weren't conscious enough. And I think it was also because they would have stolen the secret, which has great power, and if it goes into the wrong hands, it would be abused. Is this still better, Ian? Everybody meet Ian. You probably all know him.
Hi, Ian. Hi, everybody. Yeah, that's excellent.
Okay, good. So we have this beautiful group of souls here at the Vail Valley Healing Center, which is Sheila's gorgeous office. She really downplayed that, by the way. And so it's really beautiful. And the energy is extraordinary. So anyway, we're telling the Bob story. So the key thing about that is that he had to suffer the pain of that, but he also understood that possibly in his lifetime that there would come a time when we could introduce this concept to humanity. And I tell you this because it is a shortcut, but it's a shortcut to this, which we're all seeking. And it's a shortcut to your awakening. And I don't even know that I like that word anymore, but it's a shortcut to your being more fully who you are, to beginning to embody the greatness. You're all extraordinarily powerful beings. And we're mostly living, you know, a fraction of our potential. And so back to the Bob story. So hopefully Bob is listening, but we doubt it. So the thing is that what happened is he put the whole thing away. He used it for himself. And fast forward 20 years later, and we were given permission, actually. He did the voice analysis software is what happened. And then I was in Honolulu at the time and I asked him to add a scalar coil because I was opening a private practice and I wanted my clients to have that. And he did. And then the rest is sort of history and it evolved through time. And what it means is that now certain beings that are, I don't want to make this sound, are chosen to be exposed to these fields. And you may not fully understand them. We're very much guided. I like to say I'm on a short leash. We're really guided by a group of masters, aliens, some would call them intergalactic councils, but it's an extraordinary large group, actually. And we receive guidance daily, actually, in terms of what we're allowed to do, not to add, not add. And Bob actually went, one of the reasons he's not here and traveling at the moment is that when he was told to put it away, sort of resulted in his depression. And he went and worked in the uranium mine, which was not very good for his brain. And so he's healing himself now. So that is the story. And fast forward to now, we now have these extraordinary, this, for example, I didn't get to open this yet. I will. So this has in it six scalar coils. And so this is, we used to call it the mirror coil, but it has six scalar coils inside and that are wound in a very, that's the big secret. And it has all of the inert noble gases, as well a tube of xenon, which is key for your regeneration rejuvenation. So, and actually the story behind that is that we had 3% Xenon and Lemuria. Like most of you have probably been Lemuria, Atlantean, but we had 3% and people were living too long and they couldn't forgive themselves. It was actually extracted from the atmosphere. So this will help you grow younger. The Xenon is being amplified by the scalar coil and the frequency. So that's why it's very synergistic. And then Sheila and I have been talking about the LEDs. The reason they're red is it's not the red light district or anything. People have told me to change it to purple and blue. It's that they're red. It's red light, and it's 440 nanometers, which is very good for cancer, by the way. I didn't say that, for the C word. And you can use it. And I want to tell you, then there's also copper, gold. So everything is for your alchemical transformation. So this, and contained in this little box that looks like a simple toaster, is 3 amplifiers and a bunch of things that Ian dreamt up so as not to overheat the miracle. And so you can use these LEDs and the scalar coil to really open any center in the body. So as a matter of fact, if you have your, if people brought their own pockets, we can amplify the field if you want to put it on clearing. So basically, I'm going to run through this, and then we will start to run through the soundtrack so that I can give you the experience of activation. So essentially, when you take this instrument and you place it on your third eye, you're actually really doing many things at the same time. And so you, because of the, it can actually penetrate through the calcified pineal. So for those of you that do have the miracles, if you're able to sleep with it in your room, bedroom, you can actually put it at the head. You can put it for a while at the back. Like yesterday when we went through this lengthy activation, it worked on the back of our heads as well, where there are also psychic seeing centers. Very few people seem to know that. And you can put it on your solar plexus to clear. So anywhere, and for any injury. I thought I was playing with it. So the point is that this is a versatile device in that you can, for example, put it on your heart chakra if you're having some emotional pain. And we will be doing some heart chakra frequencies this morning, and even digestion. So there's a digestion soundtrack, and you can also place it around your stomach. And people get really fast results on that. Okay, good. So are you still hearing me clearly, Ian?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Excellent, excellent. Okay, so do we have any questions at this point? Okay. Yes. In a house or in a community or an office, absolutely. And the field of, we do have some handouts. The field of, for example, a miracle eye cube is quite expanded. So it definitely covers a house. And you can also move it around into different rooms. For example, there may be more geopathic stress or someone may be having a headache, so you can move it around. But yes, it can be shared. It does not have to be personal. And it will, even if the people in the home are not aware of it, it will be working on them. That's the beauty of a field, a quantum field. And sometimes certain patterns will fall away, even though the person being most affected has no idea it's in the house. So we have one dramatic story, not your client, it's someone in California, I'll share it. And what happened was the man was drinking a little too much, a lot too much, after a very painful accident. And his significant other bought the miracle and placed it in a room in the house, and the drinking just dropped off. And so he didn't really know, and he was, you know, very functional otherwise. But because it goes through walls, because it has no limits or boundaries,
because it generates a field instead of a sound wave. So it's, if you can, and we'll do some visualization where you start to understand this energy. So it fills all of us now, basically. And that is how we can transmute our energy, because the key with this is that we've all been patterned incorrectly. Unfortunately, it's not our fault. You know, I get in bar fights all the time. No,
this is going to be recorded.
Yeah, so, no, but I mean the key. I shouldn't say that. So, I'm only joking. So the key is that we are already being programmed constantly by the field. That's the problem. People say, is this addictive? And the thing is, we're unconscious of it. And then I like to call it the tyranny of the subconscious, because all of those imprints are deeply within us. And so what happens is, because of the most important thing about all of the technologies is their capacity to run 24/7 without our attention. And there are a lot of ways to amplify, but I know I've bought a couple of things recently, just experimentally, and I forget about them after a couple of months. Like little stuff, like some, you know, pen stimulator for lower back, or you just forget that they become novelty. So the nice thing about this is that though you can maximize the use or even use it professionally for doing the voice assessment, it's going to run and keep pumping that field. And over, after about two, there's some research on this coming out now, after 2 to 4 weeks, you've actually generated a vortex, and it will last even when it's removed. It's good to, of course, put it back into the house. Let's say you travel with it or something, and you go away for 3 months. It's good to, of course, reactivate it when you bring it back to your home. But it does impact all living things in the area. So the pets, the plants, the food. You know, we are going to have a scalar-charged lunch today. And so the essence, so it, because it is an imprinting device, and all of these frequencies have been developed over many, many years. We have an extensive library, and we've been adding, you know, adding a few frequencies, like we added cannabis recently. We're going to add some new frequencies for hemp specifically, and for hemp and cannabis growing. And all of the frequencies are actually highly optimally beneficial for your brain and your environment. And so, for example, the Miracle has an imprinting food and water soundtrack. So you can imprint your food. And the key with that is that you're imprinting the water molecule of the food. So all food has some is like watermelon's 97 or 98% water. And, you know, other food has different levels of water, but you're actually making that more coherent. So it's more absorbable by the body, blood, digestive tract. And also it's carrying high frequency information. So the idea is that in the scalar field that you generate with a Miracle, it does cover the entire house, but it also does cover the village to some extent. They may not be conscious of that, but as each Miracle is added on the planet, this is another key point, the field becomes stronger, the shifts become faster. So that yesterday we just thought it, and boom, we were activating the third eye. So the key is that because it is a quantum dynamic field, because of what the principles of quantum entanglement, we won't go too deeply into that. We don't quite have time, but the energies are actually entangled. So we actually have this vortex that is spreading throughout the planet. And for those seers, you can see it. And so they connect with each other. So each Miracle, I was given the formula the other day, is roughly about 100 miles. So, and that becomes a very strong field. Then each technology covers a bigger field. And so that's what we're creating. So this is really a project on Earth, or to raise the resonant frequency, not only of ourselves, but of the entire planet, to sort of fight or to raise resonance in a very unique way that's influencing people also when they're sleeping, by the way. So that even what we're doing right now could be influencing someone sleeping, you know,
three buildings down. And that's the nature. And this is where this paradigm shift, where we understand finally that everything's interconnected. And the principles underneath all of it are not as woo-woo as it might seem. It's really mathematics, quantum physics, and the science of frequency. I don't know, is that still woo-woo? Is quantum physics woo-woo? I don't, well, certainly quantum physics isn't, but so it's combining those sciences. Any other questions?
You were talking about the anti-aging, and you said 3% of whatever was...
Yeah, back in the day in Lemuria, which the atmosphere had 3% of xenon. And then people were living like 500 years and not dying because xenon will regenerate. And it's very scarce on Earth, by the way.
No, xenon
is. It is an inert noble gas. And it, so what it is we have it in ampules. So it's made in ampules. And then it's being put out into the environment in the field through the scalar. It's a little difficult to explain that, but if you can imagine, that's why I like to use the visualization, if you can imagine it filling the space. So we right now are in a pretty concentrated environment and of all of the inert noble gases and oxygen. And so what has been happening is the xenon is becoming depleted. As a matter of fact, some are completely, and they're saying it's going to become very, very scarce. And it's a key to health and rejuvenation. So if you have some illness or something, it's one of the key secrets that I'll share with you is xenon is key.
Okay.
So good question. Any other questions before we... Okay. So we've covered... I also wanted to cover the significance of the water. So the structured water, does everyone have some? Because we do have more glasses, I think. Okay, so we're going to have a lot more structured water at lunch. So, okay, good. All right. So the key is that the frequencies are entraining your consciousness and your brain continuously when you're in the field. And what happens over time is that anything of a lower vibration becomes very foreign, which is why we always hear that, you know, someone, I don't know, their own pocket, I don't know, the wife took their own pocket or they dropped the miracle or something and they really miss it. And it's because you're used to this entrainment. And it is an absolute essential part of the process is the continuous entrainment with high frequency information so that you ultimately repattern out all the gunk. So that leads me to my other part is that, you know, we've been programmed wrong and we're carrying a lot of weird stuff. So this is also why the 24/7 is extremely important, that it's running all the time, because in order to take on this collective consciousness, which is at such a dense level at this point, we really have to have devices running that are giving new information to our brain, to our field, to the environment. So the project on that level is all about beginning to mitigate some of the density in the collective consciousness so that we stop hating and start loving and stop feeling so miserable here on Earth and so conflicted, I think is a good word, so conflicted with, you know, what our purpose is, etc. So moving into that, I would like to begin, if everyone is ready, I would like, are there any questions about that? So the best thing for us now, since we're in the field, is to begin, good morning, to begin to, we're going to do a collective visualization, and I'm going to take you all through a journey of the soundtrack. And as I do that, I will give you the visual images because it will begin to sink in on a cellular level. And I want to make two key points. So what makes us unique at this point in this world is that we are successfully delivering delta frequencies through these proprietary amplifiers. So in Delta, it is now sort of on the research of the neuroscientists that they will find, and they are finding, that deep Delta states are key to rejuvenation, regeneration, and repatterning. So the trick is, if you want to change yourself, your life, your thinking patterns, your health, your well-being, your wealth, the key is to go into Delta state. And things will naturally shift. And so that's one of our key distinctions. It actually took us years upon years before this young dude in Germany made these amplifiers, and Ian and Bill found this guy. He's kind of under the radar a little bit. But that allowed us to deliver the frequencies and the scalar technology as well. And so, and that, and the golden waveform, which is actually like binaural beats. I know somebody was talking about that. It's binaural beats tripled. So we have this great genius. His name is Les, and he's a software programmer, but he actually got into like Stanford neuroscience journals, and he understood that the brain loves complexity. It actually seeks it. So right now, my brain might be, you know, over in the corner seeking information, or it might be with the miracle, or who knows exactly, because remember, the brain's a field. So he actually took binaural beats, its next generation, to tripled it. And so the frequency, though at times it doesn't always sound like beautiful music, it is actually it grabs the attention of the brain. You're actually repatterning the brain. And in that moment, that's when shift can occur. And when that shift occurs, the aha moment, the epiphany, that's when your life has changed. That's when some fundamental thing has begun to change. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to create a shift. And we're going to do it with the soundtrack. I wish we had miracles for everybody to hold, but you can, if you have your own pockets with you, you can hold the own pockets. But I'd like you all to pick out one intention, and then we're going, and if you want the handout somewhere, because it does ask you to just write down an intention. I don't know where they are now. They're all over. So, and we're going to take a few deep breaths. But I know this is very, what this is it's purifying information, because it's new information. It's also truth, so some part of you knows that. And the part of you, you know, we've all met before. We all know that. And I've probably visited some of you in your sleep or something like that. But the key is that we're now going to go inside, and I'm going to take you on a journey. Yes.
Please increase the volume.
Increase the volume. You know, I'm going to put you. All right. Is that better?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Hi, Chris. Okay. So, first we're going to start. Let's see. Yeah, so I'd like you all to take a few deep breaths. Let's start with the clearing track. So essentially what I've been telling you is that the miracle is to clear all of our junk out so we can evolve and become our higher self. And right now we're going to be, maybe we should turn it up just a little bit. So we're going to take you on a journey of the soundtrack. And we have the mask of the dolphin and the whale. And we're starting with the clearing soundtrack. So close your eyes. And I'd like you to pick one thing that we're going to clear. And then I'm going to say delete, unstory, erase, shift. So this is paying our dues. Delete, unstory, erase, shift. Energy is just energy. And the best thing is not to qualify it. That's the sign of the master. So allow the energy to move and don't repress it. One of the biggest mistakes of humanity is to think that we, by repressing it, we are changing things. We're doing something good, but actually it just moves somewhere else. And the scalar energy transmutes lower level energy into higher vibrational energy. And this is being done through you. So see your body as the vehicle that you are using or traveling in to transmute your consciousness. Your subtle energy field at the minutest cellular level. What will this do? Oh. Okay, that's good. So your subtle energy field is now shifting. And one thing is that as soon as something comes up, one of the things with a miracle is people's little stories will come up. And the key is to just let it go. Let the energy move through you. Don't even get attached to the story. Or you could even make a funny story about it. And in the field of miracles, the intention that we hold for ourselves and others is always very important. And the reason I'm stressing intention this morning is because when you are in a scalar vortex or a scalar field, the intention is naturally being amplified and radiated outward. So if we learn to use that, it becomes a very powerful tool to change our lives and other people and everyone's life, everyone in our family. And I've been asking for this group that's with us today, thank you for joining us, that we clear 7 generations pre and post. We clear the stories, the dramas, the ridiculousness, the pettiness. So let's create a group intention to move through lifetimes of karma using the scalar energy from the miracle field. I do want to also warn you that there is a 72-hour purification process. So you may feel energy moving for 72 hours. Going to move on to another soundtrack. And I'd like you to again, thank you, relax and get and stay in a comfortable position. And again, focus on your breathing and focus while you're breathing, focus on the pineal gland. The third eye and awakening the third eye is most effortlessly done just by giving it a little attention. So I'd like you to see yourself, see a golden vortex of light coming down in through the third eye. We're going to be playing the pineal activation frequencies so that we begin to open. You'll find that as you open that center, and some of you are very ready for that, some both listening now, maybe in the future, but you're very, very ready to burn through the dross of the third eye. But I'd like you to visualize yourself in the context of a swirling scalar vortex of light and sound. And as we're playing the pineal activation frequencies, you can see the scalar vortex acts as a quantum vacuum cleaner that pumps out discordant energies. And that does include emotional, astral, EMFs, dirty electricity. It really acts as this little, very clear pump. And for those of you that are very visual, allow this light and sound to clear and clean away all of the extraneous thoughts and energies that you may be carrying. Any of the distractions, the monkey mind, your story, the emotional dramas that we all carry around with us will be effortlessly dissipated in the scalar vortex. And if you have, for those of you on the line or listening in the future, if you do have one of the eye cubes or an own pocket, do place it close to you at this time. Again, we're focusing on using it intentionally. We're going to use the energy of the scalar sound wave to dissipate the emotional energies, raise your resonance, and activate your pineal gland. At this time in history, there is significant evidence and research that shows that we can alter our DNA with sound and scalar energy. And it's very interesting. We're hearing stories that are showing the signs of DNA shifting. For example, Savannah in Denmark, who's been sharing the technologies now for almost 9 years, I think, her Chihuahua had 6 puppies, which is unheard of. And I wasn't able to roll my tongue, and I now am, so that's strange. So we're able to penetrate through the DNA. So we're again going to focus our energy on raising the resonance of our field and the field of this room and the planet. So at this time, I'm going to suggest the visual that we are interconnected in one space and time. And I'm going to suggest again to cause a radical shift in our consciousness and reality so that we can really go with the flow. And as you know, it's really your soul, your being, your great, great being that's calling us forth. We never show up by accident. I'd like you to think now, I am loved. I love myself deeply and profoundly. And my self-love opens my heart and pineal chakra and spreads throughout the room, the world, and the universe. I'm going to say that one more time. I am loved. I love myself deeply and profoundly. My self-love opens my heart and pineal chakra and spreads throughout the room, the world, and the universe. I'm going to ask again that we allow any traumas or fears or anger or patterns just to dissipate and dissolve back into the earth, delete, unstory, erase, shift, if anything's coming up around that affirmation. And we are lifting you to become more radiant, clean, and pristine. And this increased radiance and coherence will allow you to raise your resonance and allow the law of attraction, allow you, your soul, your being to shine forth and operate powerfully in your reality. And I'm guided now to take you deeper. So staying in a very relaxed position, I feel the whole group just went into alpha theta. So I'd like you to relax deeply, and it's okay if you want to lie on the floor. I don't think we have enough room here in Vail, but if you're at your house, you can lie on the floor. And I'd like you to relax deeply. I'll begin by counting from 3 to 1. I'd like you to visualize a scalar spiral vortex vibrating and swirling 3 feet in diameter, surrounding and enveloping you. Focusing on the pineal gland at the center of the head, pulsating with rainbow-colored waves of light. You'll be using this energy, the energy of the pineal, to dissipate extraneous energies, internal and external. 3-3-3-2-2-2-1-1-1. I'd like you to visualize the quantum doorway. Open the doorway and take a leap towards your future self. And this is going to be the first journey in that direction. I'd like you to visualize the spiral scalar vortex lifting your resonance. And you can use this to dump that discordant energy into. We'll call it the spiral scalar vortex. And in this vortex that we are traveling in together, we're going to now begin to listen to, first remember,
okay. We're going to first begin thinking to ask, silently say with me, I'm going to unwind the story, unmemorize the myth, and return to the still point. We're going to begin by playing the DNA soundtrack. Power the spiral scalar vortex to flow over us to allow these stuck patterns to dissolve, dissipate, recharge into the spiral scalar vortex. So we're creating a wish or an intention. Again, unwind the story, unmemorize the myth, return to sleeping, and breathe. So for those of you that have the miracle or planning, have the miracle, this DNA soundtrack is something that you could use in your own group or just for your own effortless well-being and acceleration. You might feel that. I'm feeling it now in my third eye. You feel it in your third eye? Yeah. Might be feeling it in your third eye. And you might be feeling, you also might be feeling the activation in the back of your head and it's side the prior to load. And now we're actually done the activation. And some of you are going to feel heat going up and down your spine. And if you pass out a bit. This higher state of consciousness is your super self. It's been activating the pineal. When your third eye is open, it's very easy to draw in all that you need. That's the big thing. It's not an esoteric thing. Your life just gets easier. You can magnetize whatever it is that you need. All right, people, place. And in a sense, you're in your dharma as a higher level human being. What are you on this call today? That's what's happening. So right now, you might still be continuing to feel in the forehead area, the side of the nose, maybe some stuff. And that's a sign of activation. So just breathe. Very positive sign. It's not a headache. It is a sign of energy moving. You can see it being filled with golden light that will massage and effortlessly release the stuff. And so it's currently our understanding of many masters on the planet that humanity has, you know, sort of had a calcified pineal for thousands of years. And this is what we're working at. This is what you came to this call or to this event to experience. And you must realize that it is partly the technology will assist, and there is a pineal contact, but it's also your intention and the flow of your focus and energy. And it's going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Then we will be talking, we'll just be sending all the messages, which, by the way, is a very good way to communicate. In the book is just what we said. The gamma brainwaves are amazing, actually. When you look at the brainwave chart, we don't have gamma brainwaves. It just got integrated like a couple of years ago. And gamma brainwaves are frequency patterns of normal brain activity that measures between 25 and 100 hertz, mostly around 40 hertz. By the way, those frequencies can be very beneficial for the growing of plants. And the gamma brainwaves were essentially unknown before the development of the digital EEG, electroencephalography recorder. Since analog electroencephalography is not measured brainwaves at that high frequency, it's kind of, it is the zone of being in the zone, like high ascendant capacity, the people functioning at peak performance. Meditation masters will often go into gamma and they'll seem extremely efficient and detached. And many studies have been done and performed on experienced meditators and Buddhist monks, Zazen nuns, groups demonstrating the ability to produce gamma waves during meditation. And they show increased brainwave activity because gamma moves from the left prefrontal cortex and, it moves through the brain very, very fast, and it greatly reduces the activity in the amygdala, the brain's fight, flight, and freeze center. And there is a member of the community who had a traumatic brain injury, and he did go to the neuroscientist, and they were measuring the amygdala after the TBI. He had too much amygdala and not enough the frontal lobe. And once he was exposed to the miracle, IQ, he was retested and it completely shifted. There's more energy in the frontal lobe and less in the amygdala. And the other association with gamma states is compassion, increased compassion. So you might